This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The UN's top official says the coronavirus pandemic is the biggest challenge the world has faced since World War II. Secretary General Antonio Guterres saying last night the disease is attacking societies at their core while claiming lives and claiming people's livelihoods. The UN releasing a report that says as many as 25 million jobs on the planet could be lost because of the outbreak. The top medical experts on the White House Coronavirus Task Force are saying that here in the United States, the infection could kill 100,000 to as many as 250,000 people, even if people do practice strict social distancing measures. So far, there have been nearly 200,000 confirmed cases of the virus in the United States and over 4,000 deaths. Wyoming's the only state where no one's yet died of the virus, and this is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump says he's going to speak with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today about two Holland America cruise ships that have been hoping to dock in his state. One of the ships has four dead on board and 200 passengers and crew who are suffering from flu-like symptoms. The president says,
we have people that are dying on the ship, or at least very sick, but they're dying on the ship. So I'm gonna do what's right, not only for us, but for humanity.
DeSantis has been against letting those ships unload passengers in the Sunshine State, worried that sick foreign nationals could take up hospital space needed by Florida residents. The ADP private payrolls jobs report for March is out, but it only covers the first 2 weeks of the month before the virus pandemic struck, the U.S. losing 27,000 private sector jobs over that period before the U.S. economy was largely shut down because of the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
U.S. prisons will be going into virtual lockdown today to fight coronavirus behind bars. All inmates across the nation will be staying in their cells for 14 days. Officials will then reevaluate and decide whether to extend that time. Joe Biden is holding a lead over President Trump in a new national poll. That survey from Reuters Ipsos showing the former VP with a 6-point lead over the incumbent, 46% to 40%. Biden, seeking the Democratic nomination, has been pulling away from the only other one in the race, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. You could say Apple is claiming a popular weather app for itself as the tech giant has acquired Dark Sky, but terms of the deal have not been made public. It does mean the app will no longer be available on Android devices beginning in July. Dark Sky received rave reviews for its up-to-the-minute precipitation forecasts and clean design and user-friendly functions. A man from the United Kingdom is the new champion of aging, you could say, as Guinness World Records has recognized Bob Whiten as the oldest man in the world. He's 112 years old, given the title after the previous record holder died in February. Guinness put together a remote video ceremony due to Wayton's County being on lockdown because of coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Do you remember where you were on February 23rd, 1945? A bunch of Marines were lifting a flag on Iwo Jima. The battle lasted 36 days, killing 5,931 Marines. Additionally, 209 Navy corpsmen and surgeons assigned to the Marines died, as well as soldiers, sailors, and airmen from other units. More than 110,000 Marines, sailors, soldiers, and airmen served, with more than 26,000 killed or wounded. So here's your veterans tip of the day. As you walk by an American flag, stop for a moment and think of the tens of thousands of soldiers and sailors, airmen and Marines who were killed or wounded in those days in February of 1945. You will be better for thinking of them. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live. A program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Wednesday to you. Be safe out there. Bill Martinez here at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Listen live there as well. We've got the former congressman out of Colorado and former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, a dairy farmer, banker, real estate developer, the one and only Bob Beaupre joins us now. Hey, Robert, how are we doing?
Doing well. I hope you are.
Hey, we are. We're hunkering it down, just like you are there in Colorado, being socially distancing sensitive, as we should all be. And you know, we've been saying this, Bob, people think that social distancing only means 6 feet. It's more than that. It is all-encompassing, the whole idea of social distancing. Like, you know, here we are in Florida, and we've got people, you know, from New York trying to escape down to Florida. Even, you know, here it is, the number one hot spot in the country. People from Louisiana are being impacted, so they're trying to come in as well. And, you know, the social distancing idea and concept means that you've got to protect, you've got to take, first of all, the self-responsibility. And it's on you. It's incumbent on you to be responsible, to protect yourself, be mindful of your health, and make sure that you are not a carrier. People coming down from New York, escaping and I've been there before. You know, when you've had to hunker down here in the East, when the hurricanes come in, it is not a whole lot of fun just to stay in the house and to limit your freedoms. But this is the price we must pay if we're going to get on the other side of this COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, you're absolutely right. This thing is real. It's quite serious. It is deadly. Deadly. A lot of people compare it to the flu, I guess, because symptoms are so much like the flu.
Mm.
But this is not the flu. It's about, as near as we can tell, we'll know after the fact, but it's about 10 times as deadly as the flu. 10 times more people will die from it than the flu, in other words. And as for passing it to someone else, I just read yet again this morning that we're still learning, but what they know right now, as many as one in four who actually are carriers of it, so in other words, have the virus, as many as one in four won't show symptoms, so you won't know.
Right.
And you just used the word responsibility. I think we've got it's kind of ingrained in a lot of us, I'll confess. It's ingrained in me to think it's always the other guy. It's never me that's going to be the problem. Well, what I just said, you don't know if you're carrying it or not, so you've got a responsibility to your family, to the people you meet, strangers as well as friends, to make sure you do stay away, make sure that you're not the one who infects them. I just found out night before last, Bill, that a good friend of mine, I've known him for, I guess, at least 30 years, he, his wife, and his two daughters are all infected with this, struggling with this, and they're thinking that a couple of them might even have to be hospitalized. You know, it's real, and we probably, most of us probably have personal stories now of it getting, if not in, inside our house, about getting a little too close and getting too personal.
Right. Well, but this is what war does, and this is, you know, the president has likened it to a war. You know, we are fighting an invisible enemy. And when we're at war, like in the previous wars, the world wars, all hands on deck. And we have examples of that where people are stepping up. You know, I want to respond a little bit to what you said earlier in terms of, you know, some of the data indicating that 25% of us may be carriers. Looking healthy, everything's fine, but unbeknownst to ourselves, we're carrying it. And it reminded me of Dr. Deborah Burke's story, if you may have saw it when she presented at the task force, and how she said, this is a personal thing, social distancing, and what's going on and why we have to be so careful about this. And she related the story of her grandmother, who lived with a lifetime of guilt because she caught the flu at school and in turn infected her mother. Leah's mother, who had just given birth, died of the flu, one of an estimated 50 million worldwide who died of the 1918 influenza epidemic. She never forgot that, that she was the child that was in school that innocently brought that flu home and that killed her her grandmother. I mean, or killed her mother. I mean, can you imagine the weight of that? I mean, and she's, what, for 88 years now, she's been carrying, and that echoes in her heart and conscience. And this has been something that she's carried for a lifetime, that she's killed a family member, her own mother, because she innocently, she was in school. I mean, kids go to school, they were in school. She comes back from school, she happens to be, you know, carrying the flu, and it affects her mother.
Yeah, a horrible thing to have to deal with, and we're almost surely going to have some of those kind of stories before this thing is over. You know, we've, what are we, somewhere just short of 4,000 deaths? That's a lot of people.
Exactly.
But if what Dr. Fauci, what the president told us, I think it was just yesterday, that, you know, we could see 100,000, we could see twice that many.
Exactly, yeah.
The death before this is done, this is real stuff. And I know a lot of my friends, a lot of colleagues on the right side of the political spectrum especially, kind of poo-pooed this initially and said, you know, not a big deal, we're tough, we're Americans, we can handle anything.
Right.
Well, they're right. We will handle it. It's under what terms will we handle it?
Exactly.
And how very personal, how close to us, our family, maybe us, are impacted by this thing before it's over with. Mm-hmm. You're speaking, I think, absolutely appropriately. It's not, you know, this isn't the Nazis invading us, but it is like a war. We have to treat it like a war. And America's strongest, America's best when we all survive and we all get in the boat and row in the same direction.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is the time to do that.
Well, and the thing that I resent the mainstream media, not really, you know, their refusal to come to the aid. And I say overall, have there been some cases where they've come to the aid and have done their job, you know, to we the people? Yes, there have been some. But there's so much more that they can do, and they really need to self-police, in a sense, their own constituency because of the narrative that they're putting out there. I mean, the fact of the matter is the World Health Organization, China themselves said, hey, this is, you know, as late as mid-January, they were saying, no, this doesn't pass from person to person. You know, their body contact has nothing to do with it. And they assured us this was all under control. So we were lied to. The president realized that he was lied to, and when he saw what was happening and that a lot of people from China wanted to fly in, you know, to the United States, he says, stop, this isn't going to happen. So he stopped all flights, and they accused him of being xenophobic. And now, according to Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, if the president hadn't done that, we'd be seeing over 2 million deaths in this country. And people think, you know, like you say, that number is so mind-blowing. They think, oh, well, that's just farcical. You guys are just exaggerating. Well, look at the seriousness. Look what is happening across this country. Look what's happened in China. As best we can tell, and we don't know the whole truth and nothing but there, but Italy and France and Spain, it is coming to a theater near you, ladies and gentlemen, and it is amongst us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation with the former congressman out of Colorado and businessman Bob Beaupre continues. Robert, before we pick up where we left off, I did wanted to get your read on what happened with the stimulus bill. The president... the GOP understood there was a high sense of urgency to do what we could to, you know, not totally heal, but to offer some relief to everyday American citizens. I mean, after all, in a conversation I had with Senator Scott, I said states have the right to declare a state of emergency, and they do so, so they have access to immediate funds. But the people are left behind here. What is going on? Well, he went back to Congress and put some pressure on them. I'm not saying just because of our conversation. I'm sure other people were saying the same thing. And they said, look, we've got to release funds to, you know, to the citizens. And they put this very aggressive, historic package together to hold, you know, in place as best we can, you know, for maybe 60, 90 days to get on the other side of this pandemic, because it is all encompassing. And this is where the media failed to really appreciate it, because when the president talked about the psychological impact, what it could do and how that could exacerbate the death rate in this country over this virus, it was like crickets, Bob. It was like, deer, you know, deer in the headlights, you know, it's like, clearly, don't you guys understand? This is, you know, we've got to talk about, you know, why the economy is so important, why, how it affects us psychologically, not to mention the fact that we have this health crisis that we're dealing with. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the Democratic leaders in these blue states that have been taking federal money to build a health infrastructure, they have failed their citizens. And now Governor Cuomo and the rest of them are coming to, you know, the federal teat once again and saying, give me money. You need to give me money. And we're going, well, wait a minute, we gave you billions of dollars. What did you do with that money that was supposed to be spent for infrastructure for, you know, pandemics just like this?
You're spot on. This was necessary. It wasn't necessary, as they were forced to end up doing, capitulating a little bit to Schumer and Pelosi. That, what was it, $75 million to NPR yet again, and $25 million to the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts.
And then they go ahead and lay off their musicians.
I was just gonna say.
Yeah.
But you know, if it's Trump's idea, you can count on the media to say it's a bad idea. But Trump, I think yet again showed extreme sensibility, sensitiveness, understanding of the economic reality of the average Joe out here on the streets, that they're going to feel a pinch through this, a real big, tight pinch, a painful pinch. Mm-hmm. And we've got to get some help to them, to the small businesses. We've got to get some temporary relief to them and do it in a hurry. And we'll see how it all gets metered out. But it looks like, from what I've read and what I've heard and studied, it looks like that they've got a pretty good path to accomplish that, and it was the right thing to do. If I want, I do have two concerns. One, I don't want to see the federal debt explode any more than it is, and everybody's complicit in the growth of it. It's been exploding. It's been projected to explode even more. And now we're going to throw a couple of trillion dollars on top of what was already a big problem. I do have a serious problem with that we were not better prepared, especially during good economic times, to have our budget under some degree of control. I'll put that in quotes.
Yes.
Because we are out of control with the federal budget. Mm-hmm. But you're also absolutely right about about pointing the finger back to the states and local governments. And talk about a paradox. It's always, you know, it's always the federal government's fault until you need a little bit of help, and there they stand with their hand out, you know, save me from myself.
Exactly.
And you know, I think the president, I've been extremely impressed. I mean, can you imagine how exhausting, how grinding this pressure cooker that he's living in has to be right now, especially when you hear Dr. Fauci say, you know, we haven't seen the worst of this yet. We could see 100,000, 200,000 of our citizens die from this pandemic.
Exactly.
That's an enormous weight on his shoulders when every word that he says or even what he doesn't say gets parsed by the media, who's extremely critical of him already. I think he's done a marvelous job of being public, of giving us a sense of confidence and understanding. He's just there all the time. And all of Mike Pence, along with his whole team, I don't know how they get it done. I don't know how they withstand all this, but they're doing it, and God bless them for doing it. I've been very, very impressed through this of how he's handled himself and how he's communicated to the people.
Well, throughout his administration here, Bob, I mean, from day one, with the weight of the media on his back, Nancy Pelosi and Schumer, the Russian scandal, you know, the Kavanaugh hearings, let's throw in Ukraine. I mean, it has been one thing after another, all dressed in the impeachment pig that Pelosi wants us to buy into. And meanwhile, while all this is going on, and while they're full-blown into impeachment in November, December, January, you know, to your point, this is how we are so blessed to have this president. His eye is on the ball, and the coronavirus, which they claim snuck up on him, it did not sneak up on him. He saw what was going on. He kept it. He made a recommendation that even his closest advisors said, we don't think you should do that, you know, for political reasons. He says, the heck with political reasons. He says, this is a dire threat, and he discerned it exactly. And moved expeditiously.
And he did it.
Yes.
He did it while he was in the middle of impeachment.
Right.
He did it. And, of course, they immediately called him a xenophobe.
Right.
I think history, I think we already understand that was one of the smartest, bravest, safest things that he could have done. It was, I don't know if it's completely unprecedented, but I think largely unprecedented in our history. And you're right, he had a whole bunch of advisors who say, we told him not to do this, but he bowed his neck and he did what he knew he'd be criticized for. That's what leadership looks like.
Exactly, to save people. Yeah, you're out in front of people. You're not alongside, and you're certainly not behind them. You're out in front compared to the previous president. The other thing here that I want to bring to light, what you and I talked about off-air, Bob, and that is that, you know, again, representative of his approach and how he's handled this whole deal in the midst of impeachment and all the other resistance programs and going on, is the impending threats. Look what China's doing right now. They're not letting this crisis go to waste on their behalf. Militarily, they're taking off. I mean, it makes you wonder what's happening in the Middle East right now. And you think Donald Trump's not paying attention to what Hezbollah is doing, what the Chinese are doing out there in the South China Seas? I mean, you talk about juggling a lot of balls right now. This president is doing that. And, boy, I'll tell you, I don't know of many who have been able to do it, you know, so effectively, but you're not about to get any kind of announcement or agreement from the mainstream media or approval from them for the job that he's doing, you know, on those fronts.
You're right. Don't forget, every single morning, first thing a president gets is an intelligence briefing. Rest assured, he is finding out what Hezbollah, what the Iranians, what the Chinese are doing, and he's dealing with it. I think we are very fortunate to have this man in the White House right now.
And you've got Russia. I mean, Russia in the middle of it, who Barack Obama said, oh, that's the 80s foreign policy, right? And all of a sudden now Russia's a big thing.
And rightfully so, a big thing. Vladimir Putin is not our best friend on the planet.
Well, and President Xi is proving that he's not our best friend either. And it bothers me a little bit. I will say this about Donald Trump. My message to him is quit. I mean, I understand the politics of it all. He's not your best friend. He's certainly not America's best friend. He's really endangered so many people. He's the former congressman out of Colorado, Bob Oupre, with us. Robert, as always, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight.
Right now is a very good time to be a member of MediShare. A lot of people join because of the savings or because they love being a part of something they can believe in. But here's something you should know. If you're a member of MediShare, you get access to telehealth services, so you can see a doctor online anytime, anywhere. They can review your symptoms and even send prescriptions directly to your pharmacy. So you don't have to go in for an appointment for a non-emergency. You can be seen right where you are. And this is something that's been a great feature for MediShare members. It's amazingly convenient, but it's especially important right now. Online access to doctors for you and your family 24/7 from your home. It's there when you need it. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it's the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, and you can join anytime. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The UN's top official says the coronavirus pandemic is the biggest challenge the world has faced since World War II. Secretary General Antonio Guterres saying last night the disease is attacking societies at their core while claiming lives and claiming people's livelihoods. The UN releasing a report that says as many as 25 million jobs on the planet could be lost because of the outbreak. The top medical experts on the White House Coronavirus Task Force are saying that here in the United States, the infection could kill 100,000 to as many as 250,000 people, even if people do practice strict social distancing measures. So far, there have been nearly 200,000 confirmed cases of the virus in the United States and over 4,000 deaths. Wyoming's the only state where no one's yet died of the virus, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You got that right, Jack. I'm telling you, it is we. We do have a country, which means we, the people, individual responsibility, all taking part in this, what has become a third world war with an invisible enemy, as the president and Dr. Fauci and others have pointed out. But I got to tell you, I'm encouraged in this, as all other wars have done, how they've brought us together, and we're talking. Where before we were so partisan and siloed that we weren't really communicating one another. But anecdotally, we're hearing more and more that we may be returning to the golden years of America, Jenny Beth Martin, that where people, you know, respected their neighbors, could have reasonable discussions and thoughtful discussions that advanced these challenging topics.
Yes, I think that we may be able to have some of those kind of discussions. Certainly we should be able to do it among our own families and in our own local communities right now, since that is where we have to focus most of our attention and time for the next 30 days.
Mm-hmm. And I resent, I got to tell you, Jenny Beth Martin, ladies and gentlemen, is the co-founder and national coordinator of the Tea Party Patriots and columnist for the Washington Times, and she's on with us regularly. We're so grateful for her time and insight and what she has represented, how she's exampled in servanthood, in serving this country. Because when we talk about we the people, Jenny Beth has been the example of what we the people represents. And how much power that we the people can have. And as you recall, the Democrats and progressives understood when we the people were rising. And what did they do? They did everything they could to block the efforts of you know, civilians, of well-meaning, activated citizens who wanted to come to the aid of their country. And the progressives said, no, get out of the way. We can handle this. Oh, really? You can handle it. Because the Tea Party patriots came together to beckon the call against a government that was running away and haphazardly spending our money and getting us deeper in debt. And now we find out, Jenny Beth, that to that exact point, here we are, they have taken money out of the federal coffers, which is our money, that was supposed to be used for a health infrastructure, and now we find out that they were irresponsible with said money, and now they're complaining that they don't have the materials and the needed emergency supplies to deal with this pandemic, and then they come back to our treasury to say, hey, you need to give us more. And our question is, what'd you do with the $5 billion we gave you earlier?
Right, and that is, I think, a very legitimate question that we need to be asking right now. We have watched as they have spent, they just passed $2 trillion last week, just signed it into law, and even before the bill was signed into law, Speaker Pelosi, or as the bill, maybe not right before, but certainly as and shortly after, Speaker Pelosi was already talking about the need for phase four spending. I've heard that from my friends or associates, people I know who are members of Congress, that they're even talking about phase five spending. Mm-hmm. And Speaker Pelosi wants money, more direct payments to people. They want additional OSHA protections. They want money for Washington, D.C., money for pensions, money to pay for free treatment for everyone who's getting treated whatsoever with the coronavirus, not just free testing, but free treatment. Mm-hmm. And the list goes on and on and on. And I think that we have to address the crisis at hand, and we also have to find a way to reboot our economy and let the businesses of this country do what they do best, which is do their business so that they can produce and grow the economy again. The government is never going to be able to make up for the entire gross domestic product of the country. And passing even more spending bills on top of what we've seen concerns me greatly, as it does 96% of the supporters in Tea Party Patriots.
Do you have the sense that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have any inkling of the totality of this attack, of this COVID-19, and what we have to do? I mean, I listen to the president, and I don't hear any backup from the mainstream media, and by backup, I mean even support or understanding that this is a multi-pronged attack, and that you need to address, to your point, we need to address business, we need to address human psychology about. Already we've had some outbreaks of crime, domestic abuse, suicide, and this is just the beginning as the pressures of this attack, you know, really takes hold. I mean, Dr. Fauci yesterday, it was amazing. I sensed people really realizing, wait a minute, you're talking as many as 250,000 people dying in America over this? Really? And he was dead flat serious that these numbers are on that trajectory. And the president has been understanding this, and he's been trying to communicate this, you know, with his team, with the things that he said, and the media continues to ignore it. But he has a grasp, I believe, of the totality of this challenge, whereas Nancy Pelosi, all she sees is an opportunity of, oh, let's dress up the Kennedy Center. Oh, let's make sure that the boardrooms, that there's diversity in the boardrooms. And, oh, yes, how about public radio? And, can we sneak in some money for Planned Parenthood in there? I mean, there's lots of zeros flying around. Can we do that? Which has nothing to do with the coronavirus.
No, it has nothing to do with it at all. And, you know, we're all, Speaker Pelosi, the liberals, the conservatives, no matter who it is, we're all going to come back and address our political and issue-based concerns when the time is right. Right now, the time should be focusing on making sure we slow the spread. There are Americans across this country, not just the people who are on the front line, and I think the people on the front line, whether it's the the men and women in the hospitals or our local sheriffs and EMTs, the police and the firefighters who are the first people to respond and are exposed to this virus immediately, along with everyone else, the people who are keeping the stores open, making deliveries, and the people who are sitting at home watching their businesses wither up and possibly die.
Exactly.
All of us are on the front line right now making some sort of sacrifice to slow this curve. I think that out of respect to every single American who's making some sort of sacrifice in their life to do this, that we deserve from Congress a focus just on the here and now to make sure that we address the problems here and now. We can deal with the Kennedy Center. We can deal with diversity in the boardroom. We can deal with whatever else, the Green New Deal and anything else they want to put into it later. But right now, we need to focus on what is important now. And it just seems like even in the middle of this, the don't want to let, as Rahm Emanuel is famous for saying, they never want to let a crisis go to waste. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about real men and women in this country whose lives are being affected, whether they have family members who are dying because of this very dangerous virus, or because they are being affected financially and there's going to be long-term economic impact for their families and their households because of it. And it angers me to see Speaker Pelosi just using this for raw political purposes.
Right. Well, Congressman Clyburn, he said it very plainly. I mean, this is the leadership of the Democratic Party, along with Nancy Pelosi, who said, look, this is our opportunity to, get our vision, to codify our vision. In other words, through this stimulus bill. Wow. I mean, that tells you everything. As you said, Jenny Beth, I mean, there are priorities that are needed. And going back to what you said earlier, and in the spirit of the Tea Party Patriots, the first line of defense in all this is you and me. It's individual responsibility. If you are not a first responder, if you're not a nurse or a doctor, you can serve and help out by taking care of yourself and participating in social distancing and doing the right thing. I mean, hunker down. I know it's not real convenient and real pleasant to stay at home, but look at, if you come from an infected area like New York, for example, you don't need to be hopping on a plane or getting in a car and coming to Florida and bringing with you COVID-19, because as the doctor said, Jenny Beth, 25% of the people, they're not even, they don't even look infected, but they bring the disease in. I mean, this is what promotes the communal spread.
That is exactly right. That is exactly right.
Thank you, Jenny Beth Martin. We're
now
all wrapped up.
Rates are at all-time lows. The question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards.
Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now. 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no waste of time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA?
or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
In the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there.
For the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information, as usual, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, our American economy was humming along, and in a matter of days, it almost seems like hours, we went from a bustling U.S. economy to now the coronavirus economy. The president of Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes, Grover Norquist, is with us right now. Grover, it happened on a dime, didn't it, speaking of the economy?
Well, it did. The interesting thing is the economy actually is fine. It's just the government has shut a bunch of it down temporarily. All the incentives were there for the growth that we saw over the last several years. We got the stock market up to 29,000. We had unemployment levels at 50-year lows with increasing wages, not falling wages, which can also get everybody a job. So you had growth in pay, growth in benefits, growth in the number of people working, the number of people not working declined. During the Obama years, people actually left the labor market, stopped looking. During the Trump years, people came into the labor market and started working. So the unemployment number is even more amazing. Now, the government then said, okay, now you're not allowed to, fly planes and go to restaurants and so on. That's pretty devastating. But as soon as the virus is behind us instead of before us, we are set to go right back to where we had been before. What we need to do is make sure that in fixing the temporary crisis of the government shutting down the economy, that we don't make permanent dumb mistakes. And that's the fight right now. Nancy Pelosi wants to add permanent, stupid, destructive things into any sort of reform package or bailout package or, a package to try and make some people whole who've lost their jobs because the government told them they couldn't go to work. All of those things, we want to make sure that if we do anything that's permanent, it needs to be an improvement rather right. than something that makes things worse.
Exactly.
And the most important thing we can do even now is to make the Trump tax cuts permanent for all individuals so that people looking ahead to invest and save and decide their life, see lower taxes in their future, not higher tax, not Obama taxes, but Trump lower taxes.
Exactly.
And there are other opportunities as well. We need to make permanent the expensing legislation. That was for 5 years, very important, but it lapses soon. Makes it a lot easier for people to invest in new job-creating businesses if you give a credit for investments like John F. Kennedy did, like Reagan did. We need to make that permanent, though, this time, as opposed to some previous times. And then the other is a lot of the little things we're doing now. What are we discovering with all these regulations that we have? It's tough to get people tested because
exactly.
the FDA and the CDC said, well, only tests that we approve are any good. Well, what if the state approves it? Well, okay. Trump said Trump said to them, you have to do it, let the states do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting new cures, possible viruses, various things that make it better, tests that take 5 minutes instead of days, all being done by the private sector because the government got out of the way. I mean, they should mm-hmm. have done this a long time ago. And there's a political movement in the country for truth in medicine saying that doctors should be able to tell you publicly when there's an off-label use for medicine, like that malaria medicine
exactly.
that cures malaria.
Hydroxychloroquine.
But also has been shown to make this virus, the coronavirus, lessen its impact. And it's good for other things, too, arthritis and so on. But you have to go back to the FDA and do years and years and years of clinical studies before you can tell somebody what doctors already know. Doctors can prescribe it, by the way, but they just can't tell anyone
exactly.
that this is a good idea and might save your life.
Right, and thank God for the president's right to try, you know, policy
yeah.
that's now in play.
Yeah.
Because it has saved lives already. There was a gentleman down in South Florida up where, you know, where I live, Grover. He had already said goodbye to his family, but he had heard about the hydroxychloroquine, and I think they gave him a Z-Pack or zinc with it. It was a cocktail mix, and he went from being on death's door. Now he's living with his family again.
Yeah, and I mean, what's really interesting is sadly the very political response to this crisis by the establishment media and the left. You know, they just view this as round three. First, we said Russia bought the election because Russia really wanted a president who was going to expand
right.
America's energy and make us energy dominant and drop the price of energy, which is the only thing that Russia makes. The Russians really wanted that. That makes no sense. And then, you know, then Ukraine was somehow involved in this. So, I mean, on and on. It, you know, every time they keep trying to come up with some new thing. And now, when the president saw this coming and said we need to restrict travel from China, he was accused of being a racist.
Mm-hmm.
Now that decision looks pretty good. We saw that during the Obama-Biden years, all those stockpiles that you're supposed to have of masks and so on were depleted.
Mm-hmm.
And because they wanted to spend the money on welfare and other stuff, they never replenished those. So
exactly.
we started with diminished numbers there from the very beginning, and we're now going into overdrive to produce more, all from the private sector. The government's not making any of this stuff.
Right, exactly. Well, and the thing that's so disgusting about this, Grover, is that the states were given money, the people's money, to build up their health infrastructure. And now you listen to Governor Cuomo yelling and screaming, and it's like, okay, well, what did you do with the $4 billion that you took of the people's money to solve this problem? Oh, that's right. You bought windmills. You put it in green initiatives. And now you're left holding the bag, yelling and screaming at the government for not producing for something that we'd given you 5 years ago to handle. I mean, this is the height of irresponsibility, is it not?
Well, it is exactly what we expect from political players. When you give them money to spend, if you give your kids money, to go spend on healthy food, and they go out to the store, they buy candy, okay? When you tax driving, when you tax gasoline, and the government promises that they'll build roads, they have instead built subway systems that don't go where people want to go. They may have gone where people wanted to go 40 years ago, but not now. And they set up mass transit, light rail, which almost nobody uses. The cost of those things is much more expensive than roads. In Wisconsin, where they did a study of the numbers, before Scott Walker, the Republican governor, was elected in 2010, the previous decade, the previous 10 years, $1 billion had been taken from the road money and spent on other stuff. Yeah. That Democrats like to do. They don't like roads. That's why I think the president may be making a huge mistake in talking about an infrastructure bill with the Democrats. With Nancy Pelosi having a veto, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have put forward their version of a Green New Deal, which is no more roads. Mm-hmm. They don't want to build more roads. And the head guy in charge of road building for the Democrats says this is not going to be about roads. This is going to be about Green New Deal.
Exactly.
They will take mm-hmm. any money and put it into not roads. Infrastructure is a word Democrats use when they don't want to say roads, because they'd be lying if they said roads and bridges. They have no intention of building roads and bridges. They're going to build infrastructure, which, as you point out, could be, windmills that lose money mm-hmm. yeah. and kill lots of birds.
Exactly.
Or something useless, but that the green people think is cute with right. your money.
Well, kind of incredible when you think about it. You know, you mentioned Nancy Pelosi. What is her legacy here, Grover? I mean, all she's done is overregulated this nation. She's chased jobs away. The jobs that were chased away during the Obama economy, yes, these people went on unemployment. A lot of people, probably it was estimated about 7-8 million, worked under the table. And so then it was a double-edged sword. They didn't pay any taxes. They were drawing benefits because they had to support their family. And they were in desperate situation because of the policies of the Democratic Party. Why does America want to try that again? I mean, this is a fait accompli time and time again, just as you just cited. Their thinking is so wrong-minded that they keep getting us in trouble, getting us deeper in debt, all just so that they can be in power.
Well, you just put your finger on it. Nancy Pelosi looks in the mirror and sees a wildly successful politician. She's the speaker. She has control of the House of Representatives. The fact that people are out of work because of her positions, that she opposed the tax cuts that gave us the growth and supported all of the problems that have slowed growth down over the years, all the overregulation, overspending, overtaxation, all the trial lawyers getting rich, suing companies and bankrupting people and firms that were trying to create jobs. She stands on top of that rubble and goes, I'm in power, yeah. full stop. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. And she doesn't want a strong, growing economy. Because if you get a job in the United States with a strong, growing Republican-Trump economy, you don't say, Trump gave me my job. You don't say, Nancy Pelosi gave me my job. You say, I gave me my job.
Exactly.
I went out and got a job and filled that job, and I'm doing that job. That's me. I did that. And that's true. Mm-hmm. Politicians can get out of the way, and that's the best they can do when it comes to creating jobs.
Exactly, and they need to get out of the way. Listen to what the St. Louis Fed projecting in this pandemic economy. It could cost 47 million jobs, unemployment past 32%. He's the president of Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center-right expert, Grover Norquist, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Grover, thank you as always. Appreciate the time. Take care. Be safe.
Thanks, Bill.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
One in three adults has prediabetes.